third commitment of Going for Refuge is to apply effort to actually put the Dharma into practice. So what Dharma can we choose to put into practice? Well, all Dharma. All Dharma, isn't it? And we can say, all Dharma is condensed into the three higher trainings. The three higher trainings. All the Dharma of Sutra, all the Dharma of Santra is condensed in the training in higher moral discipline, training in higher concentration, higher meditation, and training in higher wisdom. So these three, I'm just going to, I can quickly share the actual meanings. So these are called higher because they are motivated by renunciation, at least renunciation. Sometimes bodhicitta makes them higher practices. For example, practicing moral discipline with a normal motivation, ordinary motivation, a worldly motivation, that is moral discipline. It will function to protect us from suffering in the future, but it will not act as a cause of liberation. But if we have renunciation in our mind, the strong wish to permanently liberate ourselves from suffering by destroying our delusions, if we have that wish when we're engaging in moral discipline, then definitely it becomes a path, takes us to liberation and enlightenment. Okay, so higher moral discipline is, with training in higher moral discipline, Geshe-la says, is learning to be deeply familiar with the practice of moral discipline motivated by renunciation. Okay, learning to be deeply familiar. So there are many different types of moral discipline. The Pratimoksha moral discipline, the Bodhisattva moral discipline, Tantric moral discipline, even simply restraining ourselves from the negative action of killing is a practice of moral discipline. Negative action of lying, that's a practice of moral discipline, very basic. So there are many, many types of moral discipline. We should take the practices that suit ourselves at the beginning, choose something that we can definitely practice, and then practice it. Okay? Then we have gain confidence in our ability to practice moral discipline. Everybody needs this in the world. Everybody needs moral discipline. Geshe-la used to say, even a dog needs some discipline. If the dog does not behave in the way its owner wishes, then it will be punished. I mean, we know this, don't we? People without discipline, they experience many problems. So moral discipline is like a special basis or foundation. It's like the great earth, you know, the color yellow. Sometimes in some countries, the earth is yellow. Our robes as ordained people is yellow, indicating both wisdom and moral discipline. Anyhow, training in moral discipline means becoming deeply familiar. That means continuously training in moral discipline, enjoying restraining ourselves, enjoying benefiting others, really enjoying the purity of our intentions, the purity of our actions, the purity of our life as a practitioner of moral discipline. The second of the three higher trainings, training in higher concentration, is learning to be deeply familiar with the ability to stop distractions and concentrate on virtuous objects with the motivation of renunciation. So I think this one is one of the biggest challenges for modern people, gaining the ability to stop distractions. Okay, so we know in this world right now, so many distractions. How can we discipline ourselves to stop these distractions? We have to make our own plan. That plan will develop if we have a strong determination, if we are determined, thinking, I must stop my distractions. If I want to attain concentration with which I can meditate correctly, I must stop my own distractions. Nobody else can do this for me. No one else can help me become free from the distractions in my mind. So this is the second of the three. Then the third one, training in higher wisdom. What is it exactly? It is learning to develop and increase our wisdom realizing emptiness, wisdom realizing ultimate truth, through contemplating and meditating on emptiness with the motivation of renunciation. Okay? So, we need to listen to teachings on ultimate truth emptiness many, many times. We need to study Every day we should study a little bit of wisdom teaching on emptiness if we can. Every day we should try to do some meditation on emptiness. And in this way become deeply familiar with the actual object, the absence of the things we normally see. Okay, this is easy words to say, the mere absence of the things we normally see. But what is the deep meaning of emptiness? Do we know? There are many, many levels of understanding emptiness. We need to be continuously improving and deepening our appreciation of this truth. Then we are engaged in the path to liberation and enlightenment by practicing Buddha's teachings. How wonderful.